When Richard Nixon was 10 years old, he wrote that he wanted to be an honest lawyer who can't be bought by crooks. The obvious irony aside, this is the way most 10-year-olds think, in terms of cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians, good guys and bad. But unlike most 10-year-olds, Nixon never stopped thinking this way. He never saw the broader possibilities. People in Nixon's estimation were either good or bad, with him or against him, and he required that everyone choose a side. Those that chose to be with him were expected to remain loyal, attack his enemies, and root out traitors wherever they might be hiding. This last undertaking was particularly important to Nixon, who was a bit paranoid as well. In a remarkably candid moment, Nixon once psychoanalyzed himself for White House aide Ken Clawson. What starts the process really are laughs and slights and snubs when you're a kid. But if you are reasonably intelligent, and if your anger is deep enough and strong enough, you learn that you can change those attitudes by excellence and personal gut performance, while those who have everything are sitting on their fat butts. If your anger is deep enough and strong enough, Nixon certainly was. On the one hand, as he suggests, it gave him the strength and endurance to overcome repeated defeats, such as his loss to John Kennedy in the 1960 presidential election, and his embarrassment 2 years later in the California governor's race. It was after that race, you might recall, that Nixon lost control at a press conference and told the assembled reporters, "You won't have Nixon to kick around anymore," because he was quitting politics. That performance showed the downside of Nixon's deep and abiding anger, which ate away constantly at his emotional stability. A different sort of man would have defused the Watergate crisis by admitting a few mistakes, taking his licks, and moving on. Very likely, nothing else about his illegal activities would have come out. But Nixon was not one to run away from a fight, because, like a 10-year-old, he worried that he'd appear chicken. Instead, he chose to mastermind an irrational cover-up that ultimately cost him the presidency. "This is a man of many masks," Adlai Stevenson once said of Nixon. "Who can say they have seen his real face?"